A tense start to the year for the U.S. and Iran has already had a huge impact on markets, including a swath of commodities. Bloomberg's Tina Davis joins me from New York with more. Thanks for making time to speak to us, Tina.
Pleasure.
I want to start with oil prices because heading into 2020, most of the market's focus was around production cuts by OPEC and its allies, whether or not those might this year sort of mitigate a glut in shale. In the long run, we know that oil prices are incredibly important to U.S. President Trump, and so is energy security. So I guess my question would be, if the situation continues to deteriorate, what are the U.S. options to contain prices?
Well, I think you're right to sort of highlight how important this price, this market in particular, is to the U.S. president. He's tweeted several times on it and made a lot of statements and, in fact, said just this week that the U.S. does not need Middle East oil. The truth is a little bit more nuanced than that. The U.S. does still import oil from the Middle East. Obviously, we've had a huge surge in output from the shale production, as you mentioned. But given what the refineries use in the U.S., you know, they still have to buy oil from some of these countries. And if you look at the tensions with Iran, what that raised to the market was the idea that there could be some attempt to disrupt the flow of supply. As we were looking into 2020, there was no real sort of geopolitical risk premium in the market, and that quickly changed. And in fact, what happened was a very quick run-up on the day that these news events were announced, and then you sort of saw a gentle drifting down of the price as the day wore along.
Yeah.
So we didn't really see any sustained price rises because we have not yet seen any supply disruption. But I think, you know, the U.S., certainly the Trump administration, is very keen to protect against any kind of gasoline price spikes that would follow on from an oil disruption. So, they have the opportunity of potentially selling from the strategic reserve. And what we've also seen is these price spikes have given some of the shale producers the opportunity to hedge in the market, and that may help them continue to produce for 2020.
It was really interesting this week to see that the World Bank cut its growth forecast for the fourth time. It is now looking at the weakest global growth since the financial crisis. And I, you know, to your point that we haven't seen the sustained uptick in oil prices, we certainly are seeing volatility, and it's kind of an open question right now, right, what the price trajectory will be this year. If it's higher, that threatens the growth picture as well. And so I wonder if there's sort of a heightened vulnerability here, and if that's the case, a lot of ifs, but which commodities we should be watching most closely.
Well, what I think was interesting is we had a note out from Goldman Sachs earlier that talked about gold being the better play here on Iranian tensions with the U.S. than oil was. You know, obviously, when you sort of think of a Middle East country, your mind naturally drifts to oil as the one market that would be most markedly affected. But in this case, you know, we did see a big movement in gold. As investors were looking for some sort of haven in the wake of this tension. Just like as with the oil market, the gold market has since drifted back down to where it was before the airstrikes were carried out, and that's because we've had a lot more reassurance that, you know, these tensions would not be ratcheted out of control. But gold is one place to look for it. We've also seen huge spikes in shipping rates, so any kind of, ships that are not only sending oil, but also container shipping, the cost of moving goods around, as we have some fears about any disruption in those shipments.
Yeah, the gold question is interesting because, of course, prices were already up heading into 2020. So some of these miners have got a lot of cash on the books. That's got to be good news for shareholders.
Yeah, and I think if you look just at Newmont, which is the largest gold producer, you've seen their shares actually outperforming gold since November. And then they announced early into the year that they were going to really splash out on a big dividend pay for their shareholders. So they are seeing a lot of extra cash that they maybe wouldn't have expected at the end of last year. But I think what we've heard continually from investors in the gold space is that they want gold companies to be a little bit careful with this unexpected windfall and make sure that they're not making any kind of big moves, spending too much money, any kind of huge M&A with premiums. That's something that I think investors would still likely punish.
Tina, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.